KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Agriculture MEC Thembeka Kamahlopha Mthethwa is calling on the youth and women to play an active role in the value chain of agriculture. She's urged them to take advantage of opportunities offered by the department for hands-on experience in livestock production, crop farming, and agribusiness management. She says these initiatives are especially aimed at helping unemployed graduates with skills to improve their job prospects. She was speaking at the closing of the G20 Agriculture Working Group in Durban yesterday.
Agriculture is not for the old person. Only those who take it up because they have nothing else to do. We believe that agriculture is a rewarding and a fulfilling profession for people of all ages, including older and young people. It's for this reason of making agriculture cool and fashionable that we have several agricultural high schools and two agricultural colleges that continue to keep the wheel rolling and ensuring that our most beloved agriculture sector is in safe hand.
And the Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority has imposed administrative sanctions on Absa Bank Limited. The bank's been fined 10 million rand for failing to comply with sections of the Financial Intelligence Centre Act. An inspection in 2022 found that Absa didn't properly check some high-risk clients, including politically exposed individuals. The bank also failed to deal with thousands of alerts about unusual transactions on time. Absa was given two warnings and a reprimand. The authority says the bank has since taken steps to correct the problems. And in Gauteng, Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Health says they're waiting for reports on whether arson was the cause of two fires in the Tembisa Hospital. Chairperson Sibongiseni Dhlomo raised concerns over the hospital's compliance with the Occupational Health and Safety Act. He was speaking outside the hospital yesterday.
We are delighted with the report that actually says there's been no loss of life. The investigations are still going on, but somebody could suspect an element of arson in this space. And therefore, we'll await the report and take it from there.
And abroad, the woman who accused disgraced U.S. financier Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew of sexual abuse has died by suicide at the age of 41. In 2019, Virginia Jeffrey publicly alleged that Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell trafficked her and first forced her to have sex with his friends, including Prince Andrew, when she was 17. The Duke of York has repeatedly denied the Australian's claims. Police in Australia say Jeffrey's death is being investigated. And your top story this hour, KZN Agriculture MEC Thembeka Kamahlopha Mthethwa is calling on the youth and more women to play an active role in the value chain. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.